Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust podcast, a series of conversations with different members of staff to highlight some of the great work they're doing and aiming to give you, our staff, an insight into what's happening across the Trust. Brought to you by the Communications and Engagement team. Okay, let's get into today's conversation.
I'm here with Haida Mohammed, who is the Trust Sustainability Manager, and we're going to be talking about sustainability and our green plan for the future, particularly the commitment to becoming net zero. So Haida, is this an ambitious claim, and what exactly does net zero mean?
I would say it's not ambitious, but I would say it is rather essential. That we as individuals and organizations always look to reduce and save. It's basically reducing the waste that we have within the organization, improving the quality of the service that we provide to our customers, and making financial plans and savings. All these, we do it all the time. So it's basically linking these and can be integrated with our further commitments to improving the environment and making the changes to the way we live and work. Through that way, it will help us to meet the sustainability and the environmental commitments. As we all know, the UK has passed laws in 2019 that requires the nation as to bring the greenhouse gas emissions to net zero by 2050. And the NHS is one of the World Healthcare Organization, which is now committed to net zero earlier than 2050. We are talking about 2040 to be net zero. And we have got the sustainability and green plan commitments across the NHS, and all NHS organizations are working towards it. So net zero means that all man-made greenhouse gas emissions are removed from the atmosphere by reduction measures, balancing the release and removal of these gases. So that's what we are looking at net zero, reducing all the emissions that we already do, as well as taking out those emissions by doing further reductions.
Ah, brilliant. So how is our trust planning to work towards the net zero target?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, UK passed the law to be net zero by 2050, and NHS has got the commitment towards the sustainability and green plan. We have devised 15-point plan, which is our first green plan, which has got the objectives, goals, targets, and action plans, which is all, again, in line with the NHS England and Improvement Green Team guidelines. The points on the plan include sustainability awareness, buying renewable energy, sending zero waste to landfill. Our current waste contracts all has got the zero waste to landfill contracts. And to develop sustainable transport and travel plans. These steps have already been done.
Ah, okay. So the action's already underway. So far, are we finding that this is costing us financially, or are there benefits to it?
Though our trust is new in sustainability with this commitment, which was made just last year in the midst of the COVID pandemic, we have already made significant progress in achieving the Green Plan Foundation, which were again set by the NHS England and Improvement, such as appointing a board level sustainability lead and purchasing 100% renewable electricity, which has got the zero carbon emissions, and devising a board approved sustainable travel and transport plan. We already have got these in place. So every sustainability initiative that we look into, it goes through a rigorous assessment process, which provides the environmental benefits, social benefits, and the financial benefits. In 2020-21, that is the last financial year, we reduced our carbon emissions by 50% by taking these actions. And this has helped us save nearly £215,000. We have also secured 1.82 million, which is the government grant, which is for the public sector decarbonization scheme fund, to deliver a range of decarbonization projects, both at Hillingdon Hospital and at the Mount Vernon Hospital, which should be completed by the end of this financial year, that is by 31st March 2022. So we have done an analysis of the finances, and we run business as usual with no commitments. Related to buildings related energy and the carbon reduction, it would help us save nearly 9.4 million. What basically we are saying is, if we do nothing now up until 2028, the cost to the business is nearly 9.4 million. So if you do something now and take some actions to reduce it, we will be saving money.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what are the next steps in the plan?
We are improving our carbon footprint. As I said earlier, net zero is all about reducing your carbon emissions on each and every service that you provide as a business. We are securing more funding to identify more projects and deliver more projects and develop the decarbonization plans. It's basically decarbonizing every activity that we do in our business, right from the procurement to right from the consumption and the disposal. Our aim is to deliver at least one net zero service by the end of our first green plan, that is by 2023. Of course, we are also planning towards a new hospital, which we are hoping to be more sustainable, and it would be a net zero building.
Okay. So as well as kind of things like the physical estates of the hospitals, are there ways that new technologies could help?
Yes, the redevelopment team is working closely with the estates and facilities, basically on the sustainability, to support and influence the net zero strategy for the new hospital. The specification that a new hospital has to go through is in line with the NHS England and Improvement Guidelines on the net zero building targets. In parallel to this, the new hospital building design element has also need to meet the BREEAM green building rating. BREEAM is basically Building Research Establishment for Environment and Assessment and Management. So every new building, any new capital project that undergoes, it needs to go through a set of environmental assessment criteria that will rate the building, how green that building would be.
Okay. The other thing that seems quite clear is that we all have a part to play in delivering the plan. So is there more you could say about how everyone can play a part in this?
Yeah, there is a role for everybody, and the success is down to everybody who is supporting us on our sustainability commitments. Like for example, the estates and facilities are supporting us on the wide range of sustainability initiatives related to the building's energy consumption, waste management, water conservation, transport and travel, car parking related, catering services, and also the staff have got a lot of action that they can deliver. Like for example, making their choices whether it is sustainable product, can they recycle a particular item or not, switching off the equipment such as the lights and the computer when they are leaving the offices. So all such actions will help us in meeting our sustainability commitments and also hitting our targets.
Also, just a big congratulations to you, because we've seen that you've won quite a lot of awards recently, and I wondered if you'd like to talk us through some of the achievements and what you've won.
Yeah, as I said, the success is down to everybody. There is a role for everybody in sustainability, from making sustainable choices, what they do, how they do in terms of the transport, travel, procuring items, recycling, saving energy within their offices. All these helps us a lot. So we were quite very pleased to see the immediate work that we delivered over the last year is measurable against other organizations. And we are quite fortunate that we have also won few awards. For example, in 2020, we won the Green Apple Award for Environmental Best Practices, which was our first recognition that we got. And then in 2021, we worked with our partners, HATS, which is the patient transport company who provide the patient transport services for our hospitals. We launched in partnership with them the UK's first electric ambulance. We won the award for it under the Electric Vehicle Innovation and Excellence. And again, in 2021, we were working in partnership with the London Borough of Hillingdon to help them and support them on the community awareness around the shops waste disposal. And we also won the award on this project, which is called the London Authority Recycling Advisory Committee, which is the best partnership award. We are really quite very pleased that we are not only helping our hospitals on sustainability and the waste awareness, but it's also that we are working with our local Hillingdon Council to raise awareness within the community and utilizing the hospital resources, such as the transport team delivering the waste awareness packages to the local communities. So that was really very pleased to know that we got a best partnership award. And again, it's not going to stop here. As I said, there is a lot that needs to be done. We already got our first green plan, but we are still working to deliver lots of other initiatives. Going forward, our commitment to sustainability is very strong, and we will strengthen it by establishing a board level sustainability and a net zero group lead, and appointing leads within the different focus areas. There are a number of focus areas with NHS England and Improvement are asking us to focus, such as procurement is one of them, travel and transport is one of them, and within the clinical divisions, we are talking about the healthcare models that support the sustainability. So we need to bring in the expertise from the different divisions who can help us, support us with their knowledge and their divisions work streams on the sustainability, and also accomplishing our 15-point plan, which is quite laid out what we would like to achieve within this 15-point plan by 2024, which is a 3-year plan. We are also thinking about including the sustainability in the job description, because it's down to everybody doing their work on the waste management, energy saving, how they commute to the hospitals, how they commute within the local area. So this is something we would like to include within the job description. And also going forward in the long term, we would like to see a net zero hospital, which is more sustainable and having reduced carbon emission building. That is something we are contributing to our redevelopment team towards the sustainability targets. Yeah, we have got a lot to do. It's not going to end with these recognitions and the awards. We are looking forward to working with all the colleagues. Yeah.
Brilliant. So you've mentioned the Green Plan, which I assume is going to be published soon. So we'll make sure that that is available for people to read on both the Trust public website and staff intranet. Just want to say a huge thank you for talking to us today. Like, we obviously, this is a really big topic, so we'd love to have you back and to talk more in depth about sustainability and what you've been doing at another time. So thank you very much.
Indeed, indeed. I would also thank you, communications team as well, for helping us in publishing the messages, which are timely and effective, and helping us in providing the engaging messages. That's what I say. Engaging messages is really very important for the wider stakeholder to understand what the trust is trying to achieve. We would also would like to thank our external partners, such as the London Borough of Hillingdon and the London Cycle Campaign, who has delivered cycle to work events on hospitals. So everybody is helping and supporting us. And that's the way I think we will be meeting our sustainability commitments. And thank you very much for having me. Yeah, look forward to see you again.
Thank you.
So that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.